thing that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, Yankee Doodle, do or die.
Welcome to your 4th of July weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today, in honor of the holiday, we're listening to songs from stage, screen, and comedy albums all about the 4th of July. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
You can commemorate our nation's birthday with the City of Reading's Freedom Festival, the largest fireworks display in Northern California. It's happening Monday, next to the Reading Civic Auditorium and the Sundial Bridge, from 5 o'clock through the late evening. At the Anderson Performing Arts Center, Axiom Repertory Theater finishes up its run of one of the most popular musicals of all time, Cabaret. The Kit Kat Club opens for business tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, with the final engagement Sunday at 2. The center is located at 1471 Ferry Street in Anderson. The Orland Art Center opens its latest exhibit, Summer Smorgasbord, showcasing the work of three different artists. The show includes water media, oil paintings, pencil drawings, and pastels. You can meet the artists as part of a reception at the center, going on now and lasting until 7. In Chico's downtown plaza, bring out your 4th of July spirit with a Friday night concert featuring the classic rock sounds of Deaf Cats. The dancing and fun begins at 6 o'clock. 1078 Gallery in Chico presents the exhibit Seen and Heard, Local Musicians as Artists. Musicians from Chico are displaying visual art pieces they've created. 1078 Gallery is open 12:30 to 5:30, Thursday through Saturday. At the Oroville State Theater, celebrate Independence Day weekend with the Oroville Community Concert Band and Chorus, who perform their annual patriotic tribute, An American Spectacular. There's a show on Sunday at 7:30 and one on Monday the 4th at 1:30. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. In the words of American patriot and showbiz legend George M. Cohen, I don't care what you say about me, as long as you say something about me, and as long as you spell my name right.
Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
We're listening here, of course, to James Cagney, portraying the early 20th century musical theater composer, playwright, and star performer George M. Cohan in the musical biopic Yankee Doodle Dandy. Here's Cagney as Cohan on the Broadway stage in his show Little Johnny Jones, in which he plays an American jockey in London out to win the English Derby.
I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am. I'm a real-life Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a Josh. She's a Yankee, by gosh. Anything about a Yankee, that's all for me.
Little Johnny Jones, the jockey from the USA,
will ride the pony Yankee Doodle English Derby Day.
Jonesy broken records every track and every beat.
So Yankee Doodle's gonna be the boy they have to beat.
Sportsmen of the British out who followed his career have offered Johnny anything to keep him over here.
But all the money in the Bank of England couldn't pay enough to keep young Johnny Jones away from old Broadway.
If you want to take a trip, the surest of your thing,
have your houses mortgaged, pop your watches, pawn your rings,
and put it all on Yankee Doodle. Johnny Jones is up.
I'm gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
He's gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
I'm a Yankee Doodle dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
That was from the soundtrack of the 1942 movie Yankee Doodle Dandy. In 1957, the biggest show on Broadway was The Music Man, and it has a story that's set in early 20th century America in River City, Iowa, and the story begins on the 4th of July. The fast-talking salesman Professor Harold Hill has just come to town, and he's going to warn the townsfolk about trouble. All centered on the pool hall in town.
Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children gonna have trouble.
Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bag? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. And so's your old man. What if so, my friends? You got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for fool.
That stands for fool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children, children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Here we got big, big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Gotta rhyme it with P.
With my P.
And that stands for pool. Attention, please. I can deal with the troubled friends with a wave of my hand, this very hand. Please observe me, if you will. I'm Professor Harold Hill, and I'm here to organize a River City Boys band. Oh, think, my friends, how can any pool table ever hope to compete with a gold trombone? Ra, 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 da, 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 ra, ra. Remember, my friends, what a handful of trumpet players did to the famous, fabled walls of Jericho. Oh, billiard parlor walls come a-tumbling down. Oh, a band'll do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I said a boys band. Do you hear me? I said River City gotta have a boys band, and I mean she needs it today. Well, Professor Harold Hill's on hand. River City's gonna have her boys band. As sure as the Lord made little green apples, and that band's gonna be in uniform. Johnny, Willie, Teddy, Fred. And you'll see the glitter of crashing cymbals. And you'll hear the thunder of rolling drums and the shimmer of trumpets. Tantara! and you'll feel something akin to the electric thrill I once enjoyed when Gilmore, Liberati, Pat Conway, the great creator, W.C. Handy, and John Philip Sousa all came to town on the very same historic day. 76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun, with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoons, thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons, each bassoon having his big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery, thundering, thundering louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters who'd improvise a full octave higher than the score.
Robert Preston as Harold Hill, making his sales pitch to the people of River City on the 4th of July. As you no doubt know, the biggest thing on Broadway this year has been Hamilton, a hip-hop musical that retells the story of our founding fathers and the birth of America. Well, there was another musical almost 5 decades ago that had the same subject matter. The show is called 1776. Let's listen to a couple of numbers from that show. The central character is John Adams, who is arguing forcefully for independence. He's having some problems with his associates.
By God, I have had this Congress. For 10 years, King George and his parliament have gulled, cullied, and diddled these colonies, and still this Congress refuses to grant any of my proposals on independence, even so much as the courtesy of open debate. Good God, what in hell are they waiting for?
Sit down, John, sit down.
I say vote yes, vote yes, vote for independence.
Somebody open up a window.
I say vote yes.
Sit down, John.
Vote for independence.
Somebody open up a window.
No, 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 too many flies, too many flies.
But it's hot as hell, we've got to tell who we are.
Consider yourselves fortunate that you have John Adams to abuse, for no sane man would tolerate it!
John, you're a bore. We've heard this before. Now, for God's sake, John, sit down!
Does anybody see what I see? They want me to quit. They say, John, give up the fight. Still to England I say, good night, forever good night. For I have crossed the Rubicon. Let the bridge be burned behind me. Come what may, commitment. The croakers all say we'll rue the day. They'll be held to pay in fiery purgatory. Through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see? I see fireworks. I see the pageant and pomp and parade. I hear the bells ringing out. I hear the cannons roar. I see Americans, all Americans, free forevermore.
How quiet the chamber is. How silent the chamber is. Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see?
Mr. Secretary, is the declaration ready to be signed?
It is.
Very well. Call the roll.
New Hampshire, Dr. Josiah Bartlett. Massachusetts, Mr. John Adams. Rhode Island, Mr. Stephen Hopkins. Connecticut, Mr. Roger Sherman. New York, Mr. Lewis Morris. New Jersey, the Reverend Jonathan Witherspoon. Pennsylvania, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. Delaware, Mr. Caesar Rodney. Maryland, Mr. Samuel Chase. Virginia, Mr. Thomas Jefferson. North Carolina, Mr. Joseph Hughes. South Carolina, Mr. Edward Bradley. Georgia,
from the original cast recording of the Broadway musical 1776, all about the events leading up to the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the birth of America. Here's another version of those events. This is from comedian Stan Freberg.
Stan Freberg modestly presents the United States of America. The early years. The trouble continued to brew. It was a time for action and a time for words. On a hot July night in 1776, Benjamin Franklin was aroused from his work by the call of destiny.
Hey, you in there, Ben?
Who's that, Sylvia?
It's the call of destiny.
Come on, take a look through the curtains.
It's Tom Jefferson.
What, again? Well, it's no good. I'll have to let him in. I'm coming.
Hi, Ben.
Tom?
You got a minute?
Well, to tell you the truth, we were just going out of town for the weekend.
But it's only Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, you know, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Well, what does that got to do with anything, Franklin?
I don't know. It's the first thing came into my head. I'm just making conversation. An idle brain is the devil's playground, you know.
So you're pretty good at that, aren't
you? Yeah, there's some new wise sayings I just made up.
Wise sayings?
Yeah, I call them wise sayings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I got this petition here I've been circulating around the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Kind of thought you'd like to sign it. It's called the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I heard about that. Sounds a little suspect, if you ask me.
What do you mean, suspect?
Well, you're advocating the overthrow of the British government by force and violence, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but we've had it with that royal jazz.
Who's we?
Well, all the guys.
Who's all the guys?
Oh, George, Jim Madison, Alex Hamilton, Johnny Adams, you know, all the guys.
The lunatic fringe.
Oh, they are not.
Bunch of wild-eyed radicals. Professional liberals, don't kid me.
Oh, you call George Washington a wild-eyed radical?
Washington? I don't see his name on there.
No, but he promised to sign it.
Oh, yeah, that's George for you. Talks up a storm with them wooden teeth. Can't shut him off. When it comes time to put the name on the old parchment or Rooney, try and find him.
Hey, what are you so surly about today?
Surly to bed and surly to rise.
Oh, all right, let's knock off the one-line jokes and sign the petition. What do you say, huh, fella?
Well, let me skim down it here. When in the course of human events, so-and-so, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's pursuit of happiness.
Well, all your S's look like F's here.
Oh, it's stylish.
Oh, I see.
It's in. It's very in.
Oh, well, if it's in. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, so-and-so, solemnly publish and declare that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and so on. A little overboard, isn't it?
Oh, well,
you write this?
Yeah, I knocked it out. It's just a first draft, you know.
Well, I tell you, why don't you leave it with me and I'll mail it in, huh?
Oh, come on.
No, I tell you, Tom, let me say this. I'm with you in spirit. I'm sure you understand that, but, you know, I got to play it conservative. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
I got the printing business going pretty good. Almanac made Book of the Month. And then I got the inventions, you know. Got pretty good distribution on the stoves now. And, of course, every Saturday evening, I bring out the mag.
The what?
Magazine.
Oh. Oh, that reminds me. That artist I sent by, did you look at his stuff?
You mean the Rockwell boy? Skinny kid with the pipe?
Yeah, that's a kid.
Yeah, I glanced at it, and he's too far out for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you got to play it safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But getting back to the signing of the petition, how about it, huh?
Well,
it's a harmless paper.
Oh, sure, harmless. I know how these things happen. You go to a couple of harmless parties, sign a harmless petition, and forget all about it. 10 years later, you get hauled up before a committee. No, thank you. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life writing in Europe.
Oh, come on.
Come on what?
Come on and put your name on the dotted line.
I got to be particular what I sign.
It's just a piece of paper.
Just a piece of paper, that's what you say.
Come on and put your signature on the list.
It looks to have a very subversive twist.
How silly to assume it. Won't you nom de plume it today? You're so skittish. Who possibly could care if you do?
The un-British Activities Committee, that's who.
Let's have a little drinko and fill the quill.
It sounds a little pinko to me, but still.
Knock off the timid manner if you want a banner to raise.
Banner to raise.
You must take,
I must take
a stand,
a stand
for this brave,
for this brave new land,
new land,
for
who wants to live,
to live,
so concerned,
so concerned,
but if,
I don't diss,
he don't diss,
agree,
agree,
but a man can be
too
careful what he signs these days.
If I sign it, will you renew your subscription?
Yeah, if you promise not to keep throwing it on the roof.
Well, my...
If it isn't on the roof, it's in the rose bushes or in the mud.
My eyesight isn't what it used to be, you know. Besides, it's hard to hit the porch from a horse.
Now, come on. All we want to do is hold a few truths to be self-evident.
You're sure it's not going to start a revolution or anything?
Trust me.
Okay, give it to me. You got a quill on you?
Yeah, here you are.
All right. Look at that show-off Hancock, will you? Pretty flamboyant signature for an insurance man.
Ah, you did a good thing, Ben. You won't be sorry. Now, if I can just get another 3 or 4 guys, we'll be all set.
Well, I tell you one thing.
What's that?
You better get them to sign it in the next couple of days before they all take off for the 4th of July weekend.
Some rousing music from the 1996 sci-fi blockbuster Independence Day. And there's a sequel to that movie that just opened in theaters, Independence Day Resurgence. Independence Day is about a second American Revolution, this time against aliens who've invaded and enslaved the Earth. And Americans rise up to fight against these alien nasties. So we're going out today with music from the sci-fi blockbuster Independence Day. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio, and we wish you a happy and safe 4th of July.